When it comes to choosing research topics, scientists have many factors to consider. Funding, of course, is a big one, but there can be other issues. The idea of cloning a human being clearly offends most people. Others object to research on the genetics of intelligence or the use of animals in experiments. Recently, some scientists decided to find out if their colleagues are feeling pressured to alter or even stop doing controversial research. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this report.
Forbidden knowledge is what medical ethicist John Murs calls the kind of knowledge we shouldn't know, either because it was learned in morally offensive ways or because some people say it has too much potential for harm. Some examples are obvious. The Nazi experiments in death camps come to mind. But mostly what's wrong is in the eye of the beholder. Some people don't like cloning animals. Others object to genetically engineered food. Murs, who teaches at the University of Pennsylvania Medical School, was lecturing scientists and asked if any of them felt pressured to avoid what might be seen as forbidden knowledge.
And one of the scientists in the audience said, "Oh, this happens all the time." And I wanted to figure out what all the time means and in what way the scientists censor their studies.
So Murs and two other researchers conducted a survey. He acknowledges it was limited. They queried only 41 scientists who reported what they'd heard from colleagues as well as their own experiences. Nonetheless, nearly half felt they had to censor what they studied or published out of fear of outside opinion. This included government or university officials or journal publishers. Even more surprising was that over 40% said the biggest influence came from outside official channels, from activists, for example. One scientist cited pressure he'd come under while conducting AIDS research. He'd surveyed people infected with HIV to find out if they were doing things that might spread the virus. He promised they would remain anonymous.
And later, some activists felt that he was irresponsible, and I think they kind of called him a murderer, because he did it anonymously, and he was unable, therefore, to warn anyone about these risky behaviors.
Several scientists said they feared they would be targets of animal rights activists. One was even suspicious of the call he got from Murs' survey team.
He said, "Well, I don't even know who you are, really. Are you at your desk? And can you send me an email?" He said, "You could, for all I know, you could be an animal rights activist waiting, just waiting to storm the place."
Do you think this is realistic?
I think that people are truly concerned about it.
Pressures come from left and right. Environmental activists have destroyed genetically altered trees. Religious conservatives want to ban research on stem cells. Murr says scientists sometimes do research in controversial areas but don't publish the results, or they tone them down. One scientist told Murr he couched his findings on genetics and gender in very guarded language. Even the perception there might be problems from any source, official or unofficial, can alter careers. That happened to Julie Downs. Downs is a social psychologist at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh who does controversial work on behaviors that spread sexually transmitted diseases. She applied for a grant from the government's National Institutes of Health. She'd heard rumors that including certain red flag words in proposals might doom them.
Such as prostitution or HIV positive or drug use or, you know, anything that sort of would offend the moral sensibilities. And we were sort of laughing about how if we took the red flag words out of the proposal, it would be blank. That's pretty much what was in the proposal.
Down says her proposal was rejected twice.
It's hard to know what to make of that. Chances are it was a fair process. But these rumors are so pervasive, and you just wonder, you know, if there is something that's going on that no matter how good I make this proposal, it'll never get funded.
NIH officials say they judge grant proposals on their merits, not based on red flag words. Downs hopes to get private funding for her sexual practices research, but she's applying for government grants on Homeland Security as well.
Just that perception of risk is just enough to think it's so much work to put a proposal together. You know, I have to keep my staff employed. I can't really be risking writing a proposal over and over again.
It's clear there are many outside pressures on scientists to tailor or censor their work. John Murs' survey found that scientists felt that if their work is to be limited, those limits should come from fellow scientists. But Ron Atlas, a microbiologist at the University of Louisville, says that's unrealistic.
Scientists need to recognize that we are not totally devoid of public pressure, that we need to engage in conversation with the broader public.
Writing in this week's issue of the journal Science, John Murr says his survey shows scientists recognize the need for limits. The question is, who sets them and how? Christopher Joyce, NPR News.